Although, it's a Wednesday staple on this very station. Norm Hitzkus usually does it, and they're going to do it today at 11:30 as well.
Are they?
But we figured, why not just swipe it? He's in Nicaragua. What's he going to do? It's time for Norm's Birdhouse, brought to you by the Flying Fish.
Yeah.
The home of the world's most dangerous po' boy. You guys had one of those yet? Dave, you eat one of them things yet?
A po' boy?
The world's most dangerous po' boy, named after our show on The Ticket.
Oh, sounds like I need to. I love a good po' boy.
Everything at the Flying Fish is delicious. So Killer has compiled a handful of tweets, and this is sort of going to be the NC-17 version of this very game.
Oh,
usually
no.
I'm not going to ask Norm the wild crap that you guys send in, because I couldn't look him in the eye and ask him these questions. But there's no rules on this version, Killer, so what have you, my friend?
You want me to ease you in or just jump right in?
I choose neither of those options when you're looking me in the eye and saying it. Do your worst.
Well, just turn around then.
Okay.
Okay, would you do an entire year of regular life, nothing changes, except Davey's Stoma Man can show up and give you a quiet hug at any time. Bathroom, weddings, passion sessions with your partner, etc., for $1 million. So the Stoma Man can jump in at any time and just give you a hug.
Even in the privacy of your home.
Yes. He can interrupt
if you're in the
middle
of a passion session.
What?
That's what I think what Killer's called it.
Passion.
Stoma Man can come live with me in our spare bedroom for $1 million for a year. That's fine.
Sure.
Give us the 20-second.
He's probably dead. But
Stoma Man story for those that don't know it.
When I was in middle school, I was at Christmas time. I was in like Dillard's or Foley's at Irving Mall with my friend, and a man in a wheelchair with a stoma rolled over to us and asked us if we were having a good Christmas and what we wanted for Christmas, and that the only thing he wanted for Christmas was a hug.
And
we both gave him a hug and quickly ran away.
And you've been scarred by this.
And well, now he calls the e-brake every week.
Was it just a quick, you know, hug, or did he linger?
And
he was in a wheelchair, too.
He was in a wheelchair, so we had to do the lean down and
so your face
the
was,
side hug, pat on the back.
Your face was neck height?
Yeah, I got a real good whiff of the stoma.
Was he crying?
No.
Like happy tears?
He did seem happy.
One of the faults of all of our hypotheticals that involve money include $1 million, which there's very little I will say no to in that case.
Yeah,
if
sure.
you put it to a more reasonable $10,000, $50,000, some amount that I can actually process, it might create, you know, a tough decision on my part. But yes, Stoma Man is welcome.
Bring
to,
on Stoma Man.
Yeah,
really.
He can ride around on my shoulders for a year if he wants.
All right, from Greenville Crow. What is a good use for a used condom? What is a good use for a condom other than sex? In NC-17, hints from Heloise.
What?
You're the best, Killer.
So what's the actual question?
No, and the word "use" is never in there.
What is a good use for a condom other than sex?
Muling.
Yes, muling.
Contraband.
Yeah.
Water balloon fight from a high height.
Slingshot?
Slingshot, absolutely.
Maybe get like 10 of them and do some gardening.
Yeah, tend to your Venus flytrap.
Yeah, really.
What about like a balloon animal? Blow it up and then twist that thing up.
Yeah. Maybe an alternate to Howie Mandel's classic medical glove on the head.
As long as it doesn't have the spermicidal lube, because
yeah.
then that'd be hard to tie the knots.
A little gross.
True.
If it, in a pinch, could you use it as a canteen if you're stuck in a desert or something?
Okay, more practical, yes. It's strong.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to burst.
Holds liquid?
Well, not supposed to burst.
Let's move on.
You have to choose. You take care of a sick Norm for 1 week, sponge baths, changing out his catheter, empty the chamber pot, or you eat anything he eats for a whole month, including pickled eggs.
Ugh. Okay, Norm doesn't eat pickled eggs. I know we joke about that. Have you ever seen the guy ingest a pickled egg?
I don't really even know what that is. That's eggs in a pickle juice jar. That's
like
just
a boiled
egg
that's pickled, right?
I've seen him. One of his staples, morning staples, is the, I don't know, hard-boiled egg. Is that what you guys call this? And he will put a dollop of mustard on every bite and just lock eyes with you and talk and while he's just eating the egg.
So
with
it's like a deconstructed deviled egg, basically.
Yeah. Basically like a mayonnaise egg.
Ugh. Mayonnaise egg.
With mustard atop.
Really lazy making
Boy.
All right.
If you didn't factor in the eggs, I would 100% do the eating.
Yeah.
But I'm not eating an egg.
I don't think Norm's diet is as stupid as we make it out to be. So
it's gotten better since he got married to Mary.
Right.
And I love Norm. I have no problem tending to him and helping him with the things he requires.
I mean, I've shaved the guy's back, so I kind of have some
experience. I've never seen a sadder, what do you call the razors? The disposable razor.
Oh, the Bic razor.
That had no chance of
against that forest. Of
slashing and burning through that forest.
I think I had to, like...
You were just wiping the cream off.
Yeah.
No hair was coming
off. I tried to get a giant in his back for Norm.
How the hell did he agree to that? Were you in your SMU uniform at that moment?
I was paying off a GBL bet where I had to wear the football uniform for a month. So every day I would come to the station in full pads,
a full SMU
and I had
punter
like
outfit.
I had like the wristbands with like the play chart and everything. It was great.
But you're in that gear trying to shave Norm's back as he's shirt off, leaning over the table at the Maple Studio.
There's photos of that out there.
Traumatizing.
Gross.
All right, from J-Bo. Did they ever catch the guys that stole the old waivers car?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What happened?
No, they did not.
That crime was never blasted?
That crime was never blasted in spite of all of the efforts of crime blasters.
We were on
having
it.
Fun.
Remember, we had our best man on the job.
Yeah, there were some leads. The guy that he stole my Tahoe out of my parking garage at my old apartment. And he also stole a Escalade that was parked right next to me. And he drove the Escalade out. I guess he had, because he was part of a chop shop ring.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had like a universal key that I guess can hack a lot of the GM SUV.
Really?
Like OnStar and, you know, the locks and everything. So he drove out the Escalade, but then mine was parked head in. I guess he couldn't access the trunk. I don't know. Or access the hood. So he came back with a wrecker and dragged mine out with the wrecker. But everything was unmarked on the wrecker. And so they couldn't track down the wrecker. They couldn't find my car. So everything was circumstantial. And they weren't able to arrest the guy, even though they had a positive ID on him.
How hard do police try to catch people that steal? I mean,
they don't,
I know they say they do, but I have a hard time believing they're really going to be thorough.
They're not interested in your car. They're interested in breaking up the ring.
Okay, sure.
Because this guy was like a lower level henchman, right? They're trying to go up the chain, and they want to get the chop shop kingpin and shut down his whole operation.
Yeah, it's like Big Lebowski when he asks the cop if they have any leads.
Yeah, you're promising leads.
The cop's like, leads. He just cracks up. Leads. Yeah.
Yeah, I did talk to a detective, and he said that they found a chop shop in a warehouse that had like 20 GM SUVs in it. But mine was not among them.
And one little part of the tailgate had a Smith sticker on it. And they're
right?
Like, this could be it. We got something, Dave. I was at a bar on Greenville Avenue, and there was some, some business that was very vigilant on towing people who parked there.
Oh, yeah.
And we were on this balcony, and I was just watching this wrecker come in and pick these cars up in 10 seconds. Like, slide the thing, pick them up, gone. It was so efficient. So a thief with a wrecker, or whatever that thing is called, would be unstoppable.
Yeah, because who's going to stop the person with the wrecker? Because you just assume they're doing a repo job or whatever.
Did you get all your monies for that, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Insurance paid
full
off.
Everything?
Insurance paid off the rest of the note, and I got my down payment back.
Happy ending.
That's good. It's totally cool.
Kill shot.
If there was a Venus human trap, what scent would draw you in and ultimately lead to your demise?
All right, Tito's. Dave told earlier that his wife is obsessed with her new Venus flytrap.
The guys.
Called the guys.
Yeah, her guys.
And she's buying them for all of her friends and twirling a dance in the backyard
in
sunlight.
I think the Venus flytrap emits an odor that smells like rotting flesh that attracts the flies and gnats. for their food. So, I don't know, like some real KB.
Some real KB. What is that? So you stick your head in the Venus flytrap. I will take freshly mowed golf course grass.
I'll take can of tennis balls.
Okay.
Crack open the can of tennis balls. That's an intoxicating
we
scent.
We definitely power rank the sports smells at one point, and I think the freshly opened can of tea balls was number one. Jason.
Hi. From Full Sass. I'm just giving you all kinds of fun drops.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you rather have to sing the entire national anthem out loud before each time you take a number two, or before each time you have sex?
That's pretty thoughtful.
Yeah.
The full national anthem before you visit the men's room.
Well, Francis Scott Key's only number one hit, Kill the Mood, before sex. Or would that could you incorporate that into your foreplay?
How like, ahead of the game could you get?
Well, are we just playing it on the Bluetooth speaker?
No, like you have
we
to
just
sing it.
Punch it up on our phone.
Oh, like the audio, and then you sing along with it, or
you have to sing it?
Yeah, you have to sing it.
Or is this a cappella?
Can you do it under your breath?
Or do you have to
you
belt it
bore.
Out?
Yeah, I guess I would do it. I would do it before sex because you would have to do it way less.
Yeah, far less.
And
yeah,
I mean, like four or five times a week is all you'd have to.
Okay.
And what? Yeah. What if you have a very urgent matter to attend to?
Yeah, and you just
and you're micro fumbling. You're fumbling with the belt buckle, trying to remember the words.
Can you just do the Pledge of Allegiance?
The rock is they're both dressing in it. Oh, dang it.
When the grand finale comes, right when you finish the song. That's a fun question, Killer. Imagine if we asked Norm that.
You'd never get an answer.
That's why we have this NC-17 version of the Birdhouse.
You want one more? Or a couple more?
I want a few more, buddy.
Right. From Beat Papa. Would you retire in a nudist colony in full luxury if all your expenses are paid for life? You don't have to pay for anything else the rest of your life, but you're living in a nudist colony.
And everybody else is nude?
Everybody else is nude.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Walking around.
Wait, you can do this now?
Yeah.
And still work?
Yeah.
Like come to work and stuff?
Yeah, come
you
to work
happen
nude.
To live at...
I guess you can connect via clean feed from the nudist colony.
I don't think I'll ever be a nudist. I don't think. I'm not anti. It's more the people seem kind of weird than the nudity. If that makes any
like
sort of
sense.
Like
the nudist couple?
Yeah, like... Yeah. And is swinging just par for the course there?
See, I don't know.
Or is it...
It's never the people you want to be nude
true.
That are there.
That's the nude beach rule as well. The one nude beach I visited was...
It's like Norm.
A little disappointing. Hey. Yeah, why not?
Davey?
He's writing his next segment.
Leave him be. Then I'll say yes.
Okay. All right. For the next match, who would be Donnie's partner and who would be Mike's partner? Which pro is with which?
I want
golfer?
No pro. I want Jeremy Moran as my golf partner for life.
Why?
It's because it makes the commander happy.
You hate winning?
Yeah, I don't know. Romo got some love on Twitter. People were asking about that yesterday during the match. But
oh, God, I want that to happen. George would just... He would lose it.
But he's better than Brady and Rogers.
Yeah.
And part of the fun of it is watching these dudes
he would be too goofy. He would ham it up too much. Like, everybody on the broadcast yesterday was pretty chill. You know, Aaron Rodgers, very sarcastic, understated.
Yeah.
Tom Brady had some good zingers, but he's pretty mellow.
Phil was your dad.
Phil was the dad. Bryson was the bro. But everybody was really super laid back, and it just seemed like a good hang. I think Romo would ruin it.
Would tense up everything?
He would just try and make a lot of jokes and make things uncomfortable.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Jim!
For $10 million, would you be okay knowing that a small amount of your own urine was cooked into your food? You can't taste it, but you know it's there.
$10 million bucks?
Hell yes.
Let's go.
No problem at all. That might be for the best.
A little added seasoning.
Okay, okay, let's
can you use it as cooking oil?
Hang on, though. So you, $10 million. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
$150K.
Yes.
Yeah.
$10K for 1 month. You know that
for a month? You're,
for 1 month, you get $10K
yes.
tax-free.
Yeah. Sure.
But you know,
you said a small amount. I don't know what we're talking about.
Might be taking years off your life, though. I mean,
or adding.
Yeah. No, you're supposed to jar your urine so that you can survive.
I'm sorry, be grossed out. Yeah, 10 G's for a month. Absolutely. I don't know it. Whatever.
I wouldn't.
Dude,
even...
you know how much weird crap is in your food anyway that you don't know about.
Want to elaborate?
Please, well, I don't know either, but I just there's plenty.
All right, the last one.
All right.
Would you rather have to kiss everyone's hand every time you greet someone or have to yell everything you say? Like Stephen A. Smith, you just yell talk for the rest of your life.
Of course, kissing hands. That's
every
kind
time
of a funny
see Sean,
bit.
You go up and you kiss his hand?
Sure.
That's kind of a funny bit. Yeah.
How much to make to get you to do it the rest of the day?
Every time you greet someone?
Yeah, every time Mike goes up and greets somebody today.
I'm not
anytime
gonna
he
see
says hi
another
to anybody.
Soul. I'm going to go home, nap, watch sports.
You should try to kiss Mike Ducey's hand just because, to see how he reacts during the mix.
I'll give you $10 if you kiss Ducey's hand when you see him today.
All right. DJ, you want to burn 2 hours of pay and kick $10 in?
Oh, buddy.
That's asking a lot.
Let's get you to break even on your shift today.
I'll put in $5. How about that?
All right, $15. I'll kiss Ducey's hand when he walks in. You got yourself a damn deal, killer man. All right, that is the NC-17 version of Norm's Birdhouse. He's in Nicaragua. He won't even know we did it. And they'll do it again at 11:30, the way it's properly done with Donovan and my little kissing bandit, Mike Ducey. What do we got coming up next?
A main character from last night's Rangers-Tigers game. Who does